Fortnite Ballistic is the new mode launched in December 2024. This FPS game is currently in early access. The game consists of two teams, five attackers against five defenders. Defenders must protect two locations, A and B, and erase the attackers, while attackers must plant the device in one of those locations or delete the defenders. Players will be randomly assigned to one side. After the sixth round, they will switch sides. The team that wins seven rounds first will obtain the victory. The gameplay is very similar to Counter-Strike 1.6, and so far it has proven to be excellent and really fun. I like this mode so much that now I have to make everybody play this game. If you are new to the FPS games, you might have a problem. You are probably getting smoke as soon as you peek your head out. And that is normal. The skill factor plays a very important aspect in the outcome of the game, and this can only be perfected through practice. But the good news is, that's not the only factor that will decide the outcome of the game. FPS tactical games have different aspects, which each can be perfectioned to the extent that a lesser skilled team could defeat a more skillful team when the right strategy and tactics are implemented. Welcome to the Guide to Survive in Fortnite Ballistic and other FPS games. In this guide, we will cover the five key factors for success in Fortnite Ballistic and any other FPS game. Psychology, hardware, teamwork, strategies, tactics, skills. If at the end of the video you find this information useful, please hit the like and subscribe button. That way I will know that I must make more videos like this. The first factor to start this guide will be the psychology aspect of the game. So let's start with the fundamentals. Pay attention very closely. These fundamentals are essential to FPS games, war and business. Let's quote Sun Tzu, author of The Art of War, a book of timeless wisdom. You should read that book. Just as water retains no constant shape, so in warfare, there are no constant conditions. Know yourself, know your enemy. It is elemental that you can recognize your own skills and reaction delay. This will help you quickly assess the enemy's skill level. If you outskill your opponent, your strategy can be more aggressive, pushing. If you're less skilled, your strategy should be more defensive, holding. Deception and misdirection. Warfare is based on deception. Appear weak when you are strong, and strong when you are weak. Mislead your enemy to create advantageous situations. If your enemy thinks you're going A, go B. If your enemy thinks you're going B, go A. If both locations are protected, attack the flank. If you're holding base and the attackers won't push, stay silent and make them believe the sector is clear. Speed and timing. Act swiftly and decisively. Seize opportunities when they arise and exploit the enemy's unpreparedness. Timing is crucial in warfare. If the enemy is holding a location base really well, use your gadgets to move quickly to the other base. Smoke and flashlight will distract and hold back your enemy. Let your plans be dark and impenetrable as night, and when you move, fall like a thunderbolt. Leadership and discipline. A skilled leader is essential for success in war. Leaders must be intelligent, courageous, and able to inspire their troops. Discipline and clear command structures are vital. In game, your team must be full of leaders who understand proper active communication is a priority. Terrain and environment. Utilize the terrain to your advantage. Understand how to use obstacles as shields to advance in position and disrupt your enemy. By knowing the map, you will know what route to take, where to wait, and how to move through the territory. Adaptability and flexibility. Be adaptable and flexible in your strategies. No battle plan survives contact with the enemy, so be prepared to adjust your tactics as needed. The importance of planning. Careful planning is crucial before engaging in any conflict. Assess the situation, calculate risks, and develop strategy. Once you have your team established, you need to select your strategies and tactics and practice in game.
Merry Christmas.
Diplomacy and intelligence. Diplomacy and intelligence gathering are vital tools. Use spies, scouts, and diplomacy to gain information and disrupt your enemy's plans. In game, good headphones and recon grenades in the early stage of the round are essential to know your enemy location and react quickly. Psychology of the game. Fortnite Ballistic currently has only one map, Skyline 10. Once you understand the fundamentals, there is more precise theory. Observe carefully the map. As each area is marked with a name, it is important that you know the name of your location. This will help you to share accurate information with your teammates, but we will touch this topic with more details in future videos. There are three main routes. A route that goes between Hot Dog and A Ramp. B route that goes between Concourse and B Long. Middle route, use Hiroki as reference. Due to the game mechanics and map design, attackers have an inherent advantage over defenders. They essentially control the pace of the game. Only 5 players per team. 105 seconds round. Long distance between locations, defenders need to spread across the map, while attackers should always stay together. Attackers make the first decision in the first round by choosing a route. The route that they choose in the second round will feed enough data to the defenders to start predicting the attacker's behavior. For the next 4 rounds, defenders will try to anticipate the attacker's choices. When you are attacking, if defenders think you're going A, go B. If defenders think you're going B, go A. Defenders has an inherent advantage over middle. Only take this route to make a surprise attack. Adapt strategy according to battlefield. When you are defending, on this map, assuming that your team has active communication, the best position always will be 2 players at A, 2 players at B, 1 player at middle. Communicate the sites of the enemy and specify quantity and location. However, if the enemy is organized and they are pushing together, you might gain insights of their behavior. When you are certain of the enemy's next choice, position 2 players in the middle and 3 at the predicted attack site. Use recon grenades and peek with bubble shield to gain information quickly. Do not underestimate the simplicity. Once you're in their heads, you're in. If you understand the nature of these principles, you can apply them to any other map. Victorious warrior win first and then go to war, while defeated warrior go to war first and then seek to win. If you found this information useful, please like and subscribe. It really helps me to create more videos like this. In the next couple of videos, I will be covering the rest of key factors to survive in Fortnite Ballistic. Hardware, teamwork, strategies, tactics, and skills. Do you have any questions? Let me know in the comments. Until next time. Oh, sleep. It is such a gentle thing, beloved from pole to pole.